Bonus episode. Katie DePold, Chris Gula, Billy Merrick.
Welcome to Improv for Humans bonus episode. Guys, I thought this was a very funny episode, so I only cut this scene because the show is too long. Check it out and enjoy.
Here is your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
All right, Dan Corky. Corkery. Sorry, Dan. Says powder. Chris Adams says cigarettes. Brian Chemical Blues says despondent. Hang on, Brian. Despondent could probably lead to half of everyone's story.
Yeah.
Just not the ones you want to tell. Got one?
Well, this isn't a... powder just made me think of...
Cocaine,
which I but I was I'm pale. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed that,
listeners. Some very pale improvisers in this room.
Imagine like a white beaming light sitting in a chair, and
we're all wearing sunglasses. Deal with Katie right now.
But I was even paler as a kid, and some kids called me powder. I had this friend Johnny who was like kind of like the class clown, and if we were in class and he like said a joke that didn't go over well, he would just look at me at point and go, "Casper," and then everyone would start laughing.
His go-to
joke. But yeah, that's all I can really think about. But I'm trying to like, I feel like I've been careful for a long time about wearing like sunblock and stuff, because I feel like, okay, I'm not going to get tan, so I might as well prevent aging. But I feel like even just like that one glimpse of sun I had is like the equivalent of a tan person having years of sun. So it's just canceling out. Yeah.
Can you remind me, powder, he had special powers? Like he was like, was he an albino?
I can't remember.
Was he an alien?
He was an albino, and I think he got struck by lightning, and that was the source of his powers.
So was he pale before he got struck by lightning?
Yeah, he was like a straight up albino.
So he's had a tough life. Yeah, he's had a couple things thrown at him.
Yeah.
And then what'd he do? He could heal people?
Yeah, if you touched him, he would...
And did he take on... Boat. Would he take on your sickness?
Yeah.
That's like four different big things.
Yeah. But they're all cool. All right, Billy, you're coming out of a coma.
What?
Okay, follow my finger as it goes from left to right. Do you hear my voice? Do you understand my voice? You've been hit by lightning.
I was... last thing I remember, I was outside.
Yes, you were driving through the National Forest, and you were hit by lightning. That's probably the last thing you remember.
That is.
I have a lot to tell you.
Am I all right? Am I going to be all right?
You're going to be different.
What?
As you look, you can see now that you are translucent.
What?
You can see directly into your organs.
How is this possible?
Lightning somehow took all of the pigment, all the color out of your skin.
Made my skin see-through? I can actually see inside me?
Yes.
Ooh.
The good news is you would be valuable to medical students. Not that that's what you have to do, but if that's something you wanted to do, would be very valuable to medical students.
I think I need to think about just getting better before I start working with medical students. Is this... there's no way to clear this up? Is this going to be permanent?
I don't know. This is the first time we've ever... There's good things, too, though.
Yeah.
Billy?
Yeah.
You have the power to take away sadness
from
people who are sad.
How, as a doctor, can you tell that?
We had a sad nurse in here that had just lost her father.
Really?
I'm
so sorry to hear that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, is that you?
I feel great. I'm sorry.
This is Nurse DePold. She was in complete grief. She lost her family and her father and her husband.
So what? I was in a coma. What happened? You just...
Well, I was leaning over. I dropped the IV thing on you, and I was leaning
that's
over.
That's irresponsible.
Well, you know, but I was picking it up, and but I touched you, and all of a sudden I just felt this peace and happiness, like where I was sad about them dying,
amazing?
I felt really good about it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of this good news comes with bad news.
Well, what?
Every time you take away someone's
grief, that grief becomes bad breath in yourself, and you have terrible bad breath.
I have bad breath.
Only for a 24-hour period, but it's horrible.
I have horrible bad, like, do I have it now? I can't smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not smell. It's just, I should have said evil breath.
Evil breath?
Yes.
Wait a minute. What is evil breath?
If anyone smells your breath after you have taken away the grief of someone, then that person will start grieving.
We know this because another nurse...
It is. It's very complicated.
Another nurse was nearby when you took away my grief.
And what happened?
She leaned in to give you a pill and then caught a whiff of your breath, and now she thinks her whole family has died, and they haven't.
But your family had died before, and I just transferred. Two things. Number one, that's crazy. Number two, if I'm unconscious or in a coma, you shouldn't be putting a pill in my mouth. Okay, that's
well, we thought that we may have hurt you from the IV thing falling on you, so she was giving you like an Advil.
I'm starting to get a feeling you guys might.
There's like five more
good
news, bad news things to tell you.
So far, you can see
to know this.
Okay.
Because the good news is the people that get grief from smelling your breath, they are only people who deserve to have bad karma come back to them.
Yeah. She was
not a good person.
She was late
people.
A lot. And
so I have a righteous evil bad breath?
How did you think she was a bad person?
She was late a lot, and I would have to like start her shift for her.
She was also killing infants
in the maternity ward. That was terrible.
We had different reasons for why we thought she was not good.
I always forgot about that. I always forget. And
all right.
Just based on you, Katie, saying that that's your takeaway from her being a bad person makes me think you could possibly be a bad person.
It is inconsiderate.
Should I breathe on her? Or?
Well, you don't have it now anyway unless you took away grief from someone.
Okay. All right.
We're only like halfway through. Do you want to come back tomorrow and we can talk about what happens to that person and how that affects?
Kind of scared that I...
Well, we thought he was starting off with the lighter stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just to ease into it.
I have heavier stuff that I do.
Oh.
And cooler stuff, too. It's not all negative. Because as soon as you give the bad breath, bad karma to a bad person, you have the ability to fly for a half an hour.
Are you serious? How did you guys find that out?
Well, we let you
in and
loose.
Out of this coma.
Yeah.
You let me loose?
When we opened a window. And
okay, if I'm in a coma... You let me fly out a window while I was in a coma?
We kind of pushed you out the window.
Oh, that's murder.
You're here, so obviously it's not.
Honey, it's so good to have you home.
It's good to be home.
It's been so hard without you here.
Well, everything's okay now. I'm here to take care of...
Let me just hold you.
Oh, okay.
Oh...
But what is it?
Oh my god, I'm just holding you. Yeah, I'm feeling so much better.
You feel better? Was there something wrong before?
Daddy!
Hey,
you're
kid!
Home.
Hey! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Burst into flame!
Oh my
jeez, what just happened?
Your breath!
I'm off the floor. I'm floating above the floor.
What is happening?
The worst lightning strike ever.
Wait, honey, I feel like there's more.
There is more.
So you're back, huh?
Yeah.
So
you want me to
treat it after all,
I do need it. Oh, yes. Yes, you can treat this?
Oh, yeah, there's a pill.
You didn't...
But that means you don't get all the cool stuff.
Well, wait, what exactly is the cool stuff?
You get to fly and take away grief.
Yeah,
you're the most selfish person in the world. You like flying. You're the only person in the world that can fly.
My kid burst into flames. Okay?
Okay, that's bad. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. If only you could take away your own grief, you know?
Yeah, if you took away your own grief, you wouldn't even know that he burst into flames.
Oh. Can I do that?
See, this is all the balancing of having power. That's what it's about.
Oh.
It's like a doctor. I get to be all around all these drugs that I can take.
You take a lot of drugs?
But I don't abuse that. Or that could affect my surgery.
Yeah, it could.
It's a balance.
Well, maybe I need to touch myself and get rid of this grief.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll watch.
No. If you don't mind...
Then go do it in your own home. Don't do it here in the hospital if you don't
want
to watch
masturbating?
The one.
No. Yeah. Well.
I'm sorry. I'm getting rid of my grief.
What? I'm getting rid of my grief.
Honey, we can do this together. If you know why? Why do you have to?
I don't know what's going to happen if you do it.
Let me just.
Here, just...
Let me just rub.
Okay.
Is it... Are you... Is it...
Honey, do you see that up in the sky? It looks like a...
It's a bird, I think.
It looks like a man and a woman masturbating him.
What? It's either a bird or a plane.
I know it sounds crazy, but...
God damn it! What the fuck else would be in the fucking air but a bird or a plane?
I have to fight about this.
Are you drunk in the middle of the day?
I am not drunk. One time I had wine last week in the middle of the day.
So you think it's our neighbors jacking off up in the air in some grief masturbation cycle?
I didn't say grief cycle. That you said grief, but now that you say it,
I'm trying to make
like
it make
grieving.
Sense. I'm trying to make it make sense. That's obviously a fat bird or a plane, some kind of hovercraft.
Oh, I think you're right. It just burst into flames.
That was our bonus scene. Please tell me if you thought it was a bonus or it should remain cut. Go to iTunes, give us a ranking, give us a review, and go to the forums and comment on this bonus episode. Go to @MattBesser and please go to freakdancemovie.com because, guys, I really want you to see my movie. It's in LA and New York for a week run. Can't you come to it? Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.